We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's finish up with yesterday's games and then get back to the story of the moment here, which is the Ravens and the positive tests within their organization. So we had a couple teams lately in the NFL who were deemed risers maybe for the second half here. One was the Patriots. We already talked about that. They got beat by the Texans. That's just a brutal, brutal loss. And the other one is the Minnesota Vikings, who seem to be getting hot. And what do? They lose to Andy Dalton and the Cowboys at home by giving up 15 points in the fourth quarter. Ron?
Well, Andy Dalton is a functional quarterback. You know, not a great quarterback, but functional. Dallas is in a position, too, that they can end up winning that stupid division. This was a real bad loss for Minnesota, Bob. I thought they were really coming along. They and the Patriots, to me, are the two teams that lost yesterday that couldn't afford to lose.
Yeah, and I think Joe's right too. It's Andy Dalton. He got in there, and you know he's had a history. He can move a team, and you saw the difference when you have someone who can do that versus some of the guys they've been using, and some of the guys the Steelers have seen. This is just an average team in Dallas, but they have a chance to win a division. All these teams do. The Washington football team, which comes to Pittsburgh after Baltimore, whenever the Baltimore game is played, that's a team that will have plenty of motivation. So it's a weird year there, but I was surprised. I thought Minnesota, that was a game I had marked for them. I was really, in the preseason, I thought, guys, that was a team that was going to do some damage in the NFC. I've been totally wrong on that one, but I thought they were kind of moving up and going to get into a wild card. Now that took a desperate shot for them.
And lastly, the night game last night, which was just a tremendously entertaining game. And I really had takeaways with both teams. The Chiefs, it's Mahomes, and how lethal he is late in games. He's just the best player in the league is what he is, and he can't have the ball last. It's like Michael Jordan having the ball last, but their defense is vulnerable, and Bob, the Raiders are troublesome. And if a team like the Steelers had to play the Raiders in the first round, that would be problematic. I'd probably pick the Steelers, but the Raiders are explosive on offense. Derek Carr has been tremendous this year. He lit them up last night. Every time I turned around, he's thrown to this unbelievable, like, long athlete out on the edge, and the Chiefs couldn't deal with him. If he had had the ball last, he would have won with more than 28 seconds left. What a game. What conclusions did you draw, Bob?
That David Carr is legit, and if you give him the opportunity, he can do damage against you, same thing. But, you know, as soon as Witten caught that touchdown pass from Carr, I thought, well, there's just too much time. You know, all they needed was a field goal, really. They go down and score. And there was no stopping them. When he moves, Ron, this is the thing about Pat Mahomes. When he moves, he's always looking downfield, and he has enough speed to get away and buy extra time, and it really keeps everyone on their heels back there in the defensive secondary. It's hard to cover guys for that long of a time, and he buys his own time without running the football, you know, in the strictest sense of that phrase. He doesn't have to run, but he is so good at finding and moving pockets, it's impossible to stop him with that much time left.
Well, it's funny. I guess they asked Andy Reid, were you thinking field goal there to tie it up? And he said he shook his head and goes, I have Pat Mahomes and I had a minute and a half. I'm good. Like he knew that kid was going to bring him back. And the one thing that stuck out for me about the Raiders, boy, that tight end is really good, isn't it? Is it Waller? Is that his name? We hear about Travis Kelce, and we hear about the guy in Minnesota. I mean, the San Francisco, that kid is really good too. Yeah, they're better than maybe I thought they were, but their defense is just no match for Mahomes. But I don't know any defense is a match for Mahomes, Joe.
Yeah, me neither. I'm looking at the Raiders' schedule here. That is an explosive offense. And Derek Carr completing 70% of his passes with 19 touchdowns and 3 picks. He matched Mahomes blow for blow. Just how so happened that the Chiefs had the ball last with at least, you know, a realistic chance last. Carr got it with 28 seconds needing a touchdown. So they got the Falcons, Jets, Colts, Chargers, Dolphins, Broncos. I think they're going to be a playoff team. And I think they're going to cause some trouble. I think they could win a game in the playoffs. And I give Mike Mayock and John Gruden a lot of credit. I don't know if a lot of people, especially after the Mr. Big Chest debacle, thought that they were maybe ever going to turn this thing around, let alone be more than respectable in year two of that regime, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, they have. And they've done it with some good young people. They brought in some draft picks, some just guys they've acquired. Mayock has a pretty good understanding of, you know, what his team needs. And I just think when you have an elite quarterback and they pay him that way out there in Las Vegas, that's what he gets paid, $120 million or whatever Carr signed for a few years ago. He's worth that money. They just need more weapons developing, and they are doing that. But, getting back to the Chiefs, I think the Steelers' offense could put up enough points. The difference, I think the Steelers' defense is capable of not stopping Pat Mahomes, but I think they're capable of at least containing him on some possessions that would allow their team to have an opportunity to beat him. And that's the difference. I don't think Kansas City's defense is as good as the Steelers' defense, and I think when it comes down to it, that may determine an outcome if they ever do play, Ron.
Yeah, man, I think everybody's hoping for that game already. I mean, you don't want to look ahead and do what the Steelers did a few years ago, looking ahead. But, man, how do you not look to that game and think, wouldn't that be fun to see, be a part of, be fun to watch? I sure would like it, Joe.
So quickly for both of you, what's your gut feel on how this plays out this week? I tend to think the game will get delayed by at least a day. I mean, they can do anything here. There's hardly any crowd at these games, so they could go Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. I tend to think it won't happen Thursday, but I would still give it like a 40% chance, maybe even 50, to happen on Thursday. Ron?
Yeah, it depends on what they determine close contact, you know, in their contact tracing. If they determine a lot of it, there was a lot of close contact, it won't be played on Thursday. I mean, they just can't do it if that's the case. But we don't know enough information yet to be able to determine that. But if I was guessing, only because it's a short week, I would think they're probably going to have to move it back, Bob.
If I were guessing, and because it's a short week, and if they have that high-risk clause, which demands 5 days, my gut would tell me this is going to move to Sunday, and it'll switch from NBC to CBS.
That sounds like hopeful thinking there, doesn't it?
Well, it's probably hopeful on my part. Yeah, I kind of like those games on it. But I'm just saying, if you have that rule in place, though, guys, right? I mean, if you have to – you can't do it on 2 days or 3 days if they're serious. Now, they may just decide that we're going to play this game no matter what, and Ravens, your penalty for having this or how you ever got it, now you're going to have to play without whatever players. They may do that too. I don't know. It's just about – it's a big night of football that they've promoted for a long time. So this is a tough decision for the NFL, Joe.
Hey, Joe, I know we got to run, but you didn't – you forgot about a staple of our show today, the Pompeiani Power Ratings. You did not ask him to update that.
You're exactly right. The Jets suck, so they're last for all of us. My top three is Chiefs, Steelers, Saints. Ron?
Chiefs, Steelers, Saints. There, how about that for a variety of opinion there?
Bob?
Well, I'm going to go as I have gone, and I'm not going to switch on this right now. Steelers first, Chiefs second, Tampa Bay third.
How can you pick Tampa Bay when New Orleans has beat them twice by a combined score of 8 trillion to 10?
You always ask me that, and because I think Tampa Bay is going to get on a roll, I think there are going to be some trip-ups, even though the Saints' schedule is maneuverable without Drew Brees. I think Tampa is going to be a player in the playoffs. I think Brady is going to take him to an appearance in the Super Bowl. That's how I feel.
Thank you, Bob. And thank you for coming back onto the show for the 1 o'clock hour. Ron, it was a delightful day, and you and I will talk in the morning.
Joe, have a great night, man. We'll talk in the morning. See you, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.